Today's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and I spoke about it already on Sunday, how in this week's parasha, we get the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Really, Rashi says that this is the parasha we had to start the Torah from. Chapter 12 in the book of Shmot. And Rashi specifically explains because this is the first mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Of course, there's different arguments. But Rashi says this is the first mitzvah the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, and not only that, it's the most important one. Which kind of contradicts Rambam. Rambam, for example, when he organized the 613 mitzvot, he didn't choose the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem as the first one. Rather, he chose the first few mitzvot is to lida, to know that there is a God. This is the mitzvah number one from the 613 according to Rambam. Then la'avayt Hashem, li'ra'ayt Hashem. He found Rambam that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is 152, Kuf Nun Bet, from the 613 mitzvot. But nevertheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu finds it to be one of the most important mitzvot. Specifically, I spoke about it on Sunday, if you want to see the classes recorded, and explaining it more thoroughly, specifically because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the control over time. Because we decide by a Beit Din with a Sanhedrin when will be the Rosh Chodesh. So it's giving us control over the time. So this is a very special mitzvah. And in this parasha, we learn about this mitzvah, so most appropriate to learn it today. The verse starts with the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rishon Hu. This month is going to be your first month. Already the Torah is telling us that Nisan is the first month and not Tishrei, like most people think. People think that because Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei, then that's the first month. But the Torah specifically says about Tishrei, the Chodesh Hashvi'i, the seventh month. So this month, the Chodesh Hazeh, this month, Rishon Hu, this is going to be the first month, referring to Nisan. Nireh lefaresh, it seems to me to explain, not me, the Noam Elimelech says that, Deita b'midrash HaKadosh, Deita b'midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bara Olamot v'Chivan, it says in the Midrash, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created worlds, and right away destroyed them. V'achar kach Bara Olamot, V'amar Hadein Hanili, V'adein La Hanili, Veita b'Sfarim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, He created worlds, destroyed them, and said that these worlds are going to be for me, and these worlds are also going to be for me. They're not going to be for me. And it says in the books, the reason why the Kadosh Baruch Hu created worlds and then destroyed them, Atam shel b'riyat olamot shechivan v'achar kach b'riyot olamot. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu first create worlds and destroy them, and then create more worlds and sustain them? Hen olam hatikun haya. It's referring to a certain world that is called olam hatikun. Olam HaTikun haya leman yeh sachar ve'onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that is called Olam HaTikun for what? For it to be the concept of a punishment and a reward. V'zehu mitchila alah b'machshava levarah b'midat hadin. That's what it means when our sages say in the beginning the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the midah that is called din, judgment. Ra'a she'en ha'olam mitkayem. He saw the Kadosh Baruch Hu that the world will not sustain only with midat hadin. Can you imagine if we only had Midat Adin? A person will light up a cigarette on Shabbat and explode on the spot. A person will say a lie and right on the spot, an arrow, and he dies. The world wouldn't sustain. Right away, Kadosh Baruch Hu ra'a she'en ha'olam mitkayem, shitef bo Midat ha'rachamim. He saw that the world will not survive only with Midat Adin. So right away he included the Midah that is called also Rachamim. וזהו מה שאמרו חזל כשברא הקדוש ברוך הוא עולמו היה נמלח בנשמת הצדיקים. Our sages have explained that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he consulted the neshamot, the souls of the tzadikim. Seemingly, לכאורה, אין לו מובן. What Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to talk with the tzadikim? But he's the balabait, he's the boss. Why do you need to talk to anybody to consult here? And no move on. It's not clear. Why the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to specifically talk to and consult with the tzaddikim? אך העניין הוא לפי דברנו, דהינה הצדיק צריך גם כן להיות עבודתו תמיד, כמו שהיה בריאת עולמות. The job of a tzaddik, and we find many times that the normally melech, when he's referring to a tzaddik, he's talking about us. והמלך, והמלך כולם צדיקים. It seems that the tzaddik in his עבודת השם, in his service of God, תמיד, it has to be always כמו שהייתה בריאת עולמות. That it, the same process of the creation of the world. What was the process? שהיה מתחילה עולם החרובין. First came the world that is called עולם החרובין. This is the world that came all the destructions. ואחר כך עולם התיקון. Then came the world of correction. וכל מה שברא הוא נצחיות תמיד בלי הפסק. And everything that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created is eternal, with no stop. וצריך להיות תחילת עבודתו בעניין עולמות. First, I have to resemble in my עבודת השם, I have to go exactly like how was the process of creating of the worlds. First, בעניין עולמות החרובין. First, the חרובין is referring to the world of that was destruction. היינו, על ידי סיגוף ותענית. First, you have to start. Sigouf is when a person brings on himself different suffering. And Tanit is fasting. Tchilatan Yisurim v'sofan Shalva. It says about the Tzadikim that first they start with Yisurim, with hardship, and after that they end with peace. Dahainu achar kach, kshemetaken atzmo b'masav ha-kedoshim, כל עבריו וגופו, ורוחו ונשמתו, אזי אבותו בעולם התיקון, דהיינו כל דבר ודבר שהצדיק עושה, אז פועל ומתקן בו פעולות התיקונים הגדולים. What does it mean that first I have to follow what the order how the worlds were created? First we had a world, it says here he calls it עולם החרובין. Some will refer to as עולם התוהו. The world that everything is separated, everything is upside down, everything is without unity and destruction. What does it mean that I have to work my service of God, my Avodat Hashem has to resemble the worlds, how they were created? So first comes the world of separation, of destruction. Meaning I have to first bring on myself the idea of the concept of Siguf v'Tanit. As Tanit is a fast, the Siguf, once people used to bring themselves into all sorts of situations that were very uncomfortable. They would sleep on the floor, and roll in the snow, whatever it is, just to bring so to say pain and hardship on the body. Now many say we are a very weak generation, not good to do it. I don't know who came with that idea that we are a weak generation, but very bad marketing. I don't think we're a weak generation. I think we're a very strong generation. But nevertheless, first you start with fasting and these sigufim. Why? Because it says about the tzaddikim, techila yesurim, they start with hardship. Look at Yaakov Avinu. Vesofan shalva, and at the end you finish with shalva, with being peaceful. What does that mean? Achar shemetaken et atzmo b'ma'asav ha-kedoshim. After you really refine yourself. We just spoke about it this morning and spoke about it yesterday and spoke about it the last 3 months. About the concept of tshuva. Many people think that to do tshuva is to put a yarmulke on your head, put tzitzit on, show up 3 times a day in the minyan, and that's it. And everything that I did in the last 50 years will just disappear into some void in the universe. Rather, the mitzvot that I do are just assisting me to get to the next level where I need to start refining my actions. Metakenet atzmo b'masav, meaning to refine my actions, that my thoughts should be pure, my speech should be pure, my mind, my actions, my interactions, everything should be pure. כשמתקן עצמו במעשיו הקדושים, when you fix yourself with your holy actions, כל לבריו וגופו, all his limbs and his entire body, and his spirit, his ruach, and his neshama, ונשמתו. You work from one level to the other. Where do you start? You start with your body. You don't start with the ruach, you don't start with the nefesh or neshama. First you start with the body. referring to a person that has to climb in Avodat Hashem. Usually, how you're going to start your path in Avodat Hashem, especially the path of Tshuva, is you start working on your body. When a person starts serving Hashem, you first start serving with your body. That's why he's referring to specifically fasts and tzigufim. Amen, it's not so custom in our generation. I don't know many people who take on themselves these fasts and suffering. When I became observant about 15 years ago, then I read a lot of books and I took on myself to start fasting. And I used to fast every Monday and every Thursday for about 2 years. And I did many other things. I used to do a lot of fasting, Ta'anit Dibur, not talking for days, not sleeping, all sorts of physical things to break the body. One time I sat and learned with a chavruta, with a partner, and we were talking, learning, and I kept looking at the clock. He's like, "What, are you in a rush somewhere?" I told him, "I just want to see when Arvit is." He's like, "Why are you in such a rush?" I told him, "Because I'm hungry." "Why are you hungry?" I told him, "Because I'm fasting today. It's a Thursday." "Why are you fasting?" I said, "Because I did many sins in my past, so I need to fast." So he told me, "Listen," he showed me teachings, some books that says if your studying of the Torah will not be 100% because you are occupied with hunger, then don't fast. Learn Torah, that's 8-9 hours that you're about to fast. Learn that don't watch TV or go for a walk in the park. Instead of fasting for 9 hours, learn for 10 hours, then your learning will be much more powerful than the fasting. So at that point, I started reducing all the physical sigufim, so to say. But I did find that it did bring the body to be more refined. When you're segregating your body, after all, the body is controlled by a lot of desires and lusts. And so after all, the body is governed and controlled by the Nefesh HaBehemit. Now take away from the Nefesh HaBehemit its sweets and its treats and all these little things, you put it under control. So the first period of my tshuva was, a lot of it was physical, that I started by taking away all my physical pleasures. And it doesn't matter right now if it was healthy for me or not, but I was a very heavy smoker, right away I quit smoking. The body should not be addicted to anything. I used to have a lot of bad habits with regards to food, so I went to a healthy way of living. Don't need to enjoy so much sweet things. So I specifically started cutting that out. So I had a period where I physically started to break the body, that the body should not be a slave to any type of materialism, and the body should not control me. I didn't like it, the fact that if I didn't have coffee for 3 hours, then right away, where's my coffee? Where's my cup of coffee? Why? Where's my cigarette? So here is referring to something, the same idea, that you want to first start serving Hashem, you have to put the body under control. The body should not control you in any type of a way. Not for sleep, not for eating, not for the desire for sweet food or whatever it is. That's what he's talking about. The beginning of the world's was a destruction. Break all your yetzarim, break your desires. Then you start working on your actions. Once you start refining your actions to become holy actions, then your entire body, kol evara vegufo, the entire body and the limbs become holy. Then you grow to the next level, veruho, your spirit, then nishmato, then your neshama, azay avodato b'olam ha'tikun. Then your entire level of service of Hashem is resembling the olam that is called olam ha'tikun, the world of correction, of rectification. Haynu kol davar v'davar shatzadik oseh azay poel u'metaken bo. Everything that the person does, again, he says the word tzadik, but the way the Noam Elimelech refers to us, he calls us tzaddikim. So that's why he keeps saying the tzaddik. But when a person does that, the action that he does, what does he do? Metakenbo. He's doing tikkunim. He's doing a rectification. And what does he do? Metakenbo peulot v'tikkunim gdolim. That's what does the real tshuva. The tshuva is not to put a yarmulke on or to put tzitzis on. This is a mitzvah. That's not tshuva. You have to rectify what you did in the previous life. That's why the majority of our nations are Baalei Tshuva. Because that's the real Avodah. Even the ones who are born into the observant world, half of them get thrown out. They go on a merry-go-round, go out what they call off the derech, they go off the path, and to come back. But the majority is that we all come with the whole, the point of our Avodat Hashem is to elevate something low. How can I elevate something low if I start high? So I have to go to become a Baal Tshuva. It says in the Talmud, Ve'ita b'gemara kol ma she'akadosh baruch hu bara, kol ma she'bara kadosh baruch hu le'tzivyonam nivra'u. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that he created it for us. He doesn't need anything. Uledatam nivra'u, and for our opinions and for our thoughts. Im hem rotzim li'ibarot al tnai zeh, if the souls, they want to be created, so to say, with this condition, val avodah zot, and this type of service, ve'hiskimu kulam, and they're all agreeing, זהו הפירוש שהיה נמלח בנשמות הצדיקים. This is what it means when he consulted the tzaddikim. The Zohar says that before the world was created, before the world, this world, before the other worlds, before Olam HaTikun, before Olam HaTov, before all the Olamot that they were created, all the worlds, it was just Hashem and His name. Hu v'shmo. There was nothing there. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu had the desire to become a king. Now how can you become a king if there's no nation? Who are you going to be king over? I can also decide today, I want to be king. I'll buy a crown, and I'll sit, and I'll say, okay, from today, I am a king. How can I be a king if I don't have a nation? Who to be king over? So Hashem says, okay, en melech belo am, there's no king with no nation, let me create a nation. So he pulled out from himself souls. These are the souls of the tzaddikim. Now, the souls were sitting there around Hashem all day long. Can't say all day long, but they were sitting there. And Hashem was just shining on them, His glory, manifesting on them this unbelievable, this endless wisdom. And all they did is just pleasure this unbelievable godly revelation that our mind cannot understand, words cannot explain, and no human mind will ever understand what does it mean, this pleasure. At some point, the soul started feeling very uncomfortable. They said, listen, all you do, you give us, and you give us, and you give us. And we're starting to get embarrassed here. The Zohar calls it Nehama Deksufa, bread of shame. That the souls felt like Hashem is like just giving and giving. He said, listen, we want to do something for you. Hashem says, what do you want to do for me? He's like, we want to do something. I mean, you're just giving us. So Hashem says, no problem, I have an idea. How about I create a world? I will put your souls in bodies and I will give you mitzvot to do and you will earn your reward. That way, you don't have to be embarrassed. You earned it. And of course, Hashem created this world. Before He created the world, the souls were like, no, you know, we were joking. You know, we were thinking about just giving you a present or something. You're creating a world now. You're overreacting there. But it was already too late and the world was created. When it says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu consulted the souls of the tzaddikim, these are the souls, the same souls that told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we feel embarrassed in front of you, that you're just giving us and giving us. So he says, okay, he consulted them. What do you want me to do? So from then, created the world of Tohu, that was a world of destruction, because everything, it was a test. You know, before you make something, you run a test on something. It didn't work well. Hashem created in the beginning too much light. The world didn't sustain that light. We learned this in the morning. There was an action that is called Shvirat HaKelim. The vessels broke. There were seven kings in that world. The vessels couldn't sustain the light. They broke. They all broke. Later on came the world of Olam HaTikun. That's where Hashem says, oh, now I'm going to make you a world that has the reward and a punishment. So when it's talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu was consulting the souls, He told them, this is the world. This is the conditions. You accepting the conditions? You accepting what you want to, what I'm telling you to do in this world? Good. If you're accepting the conditions, then go ahead. This is what it means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu consulted the souls of the tzaddikim. Haynu shayan nimlach imahem im da'atan liotam livraim al tnai avodah zot. He asked him, are you agreeing to this condition that I'm going to create a world, I'm going to put you in bodies, I'm going to give you mitzvot? If you agree to the condition, let's continue. Let's create the world. Kenyan ulam charuvin. First, you know, he created the world of charuv. And after that, the world of tikkun, as we mentioned above. Veita basfarim, and it says in the holy books, shebiriyat ha'olam ha'tikkun u'midat ha'rachamim. The creation of the world of tohu, this is midat ha'din. That's why it's a world of separation, because that's what the midah of din does. And the midat ha'din does separation. This is a contraction of ha'din. So the world of charuv, the world of tohu, this is midat ha'din. The world of tikkun, this is midat ha'rachamim. The Hashem says, okay, din was not going to work here. I have to add another midah here. We spoke about it this morning in a different ma'amar, how the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to create the world, first of all, had to pull down from the highest source of Atzmut, to pull down this infinite light, this Or Ein Sof, that had to be dressed into kelim, into vessels, specifically the 10 sefirot of the world of Atzilut. Each sefira got a name, and these are the names of Hashem: Elohim, Kel, Adonai, Shin Daled Yud, and so forth. And each sefira, it had got a certain character trait: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and so forth. The way how the infinite light was delivered into the kelim was through another godly revelation that we refer to as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Orot Sheba Kelim, is the Pnimiut of the Kelim, and the Chitzoniut of Kelim is the names of Hashem that we know: Elohim, Kel, Shin Daled Yud, and so forth. Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Then we know from that from Olam Atzilut, the name of Hashem got broken down into four combinations. These are the four names of Hashem b'miluyei otiyot: Shema, Shem Sag, Shem Bam, and Shem Ab. So first had to come from a very high level. It had to be dressed into the worlds. So in the beginning, in the world of Charuvin, came only Midat Adin. It didn't work. So he had to add the Midah of the Rachamim, of the mercy, of unity. עולם התיקון שהוא מידת הרחמים היה בשם הנקרא מה? The name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, במילוי אותיות, that brings you to 45, שם מה? This was the name of Hashem referring to the midah of רחמים in the world of תיקון. שם המה הנקרא החדש, על ידי השם מה, של מה נתחדשו עולמות התיקון. By the combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei, במילוי אותיות, that brings you to the name מה, this was the name that renewed the worlds of Tikkun. וזהו החודש הזה לכם. Now that we made a very quick explanation, we touched a little bit of the פנימיות הספירות, this is where we come to learn what does it mean החודש הזה לכם. This month is going to be for you. The mitzvah of קידוש החודש. פירוש החודש, החודש, we have here the word חודש, and we have here the החודש. דהיינו שזה מסורה בידכם, לעורר רחמים. I'm giving to you a מסורה. I'm giving to you a power to be able to awaken the midah of רחמים. You know what it means to be able to awaken the midah of רחמים? We just spoke about it the last couple of days in the Zohar classes. You do a sin, right away, there's a prosecution. Midat ha-din right away stands up. Not even waiting. Here a person just lies, just cheats, Lashon Hara, whatever it is, right away, there's a prosecution, instantly. Now the person can remove the prosecution. You can cancel the din. What do you have to do? You have to arouse the Midat HaRachamim. Not easy to arouse the Midat HaRachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, it means I'm giving to you the ability to arouse the Midah of Rachamim. How? Al Yedei Hashem Shel Ma. Ma HaChadash. By the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Milui Otiyot Shem Ma. כעניין הבריאה הראשונה. The same way how the first world got destroyed because of Midat Adin had to be, again, a new creation by a new Midah that is called Rachamim. And this is, like I said, corresponding to the name Shemma. And this is what Hashem says. I'm going to give you the ability to be able to arouse Rachamim. Come our sages and explain. ודרשו חזל. לכם. Why is it lachem? It says, החודש הזה לכם, to you. Why lachem? שיהיה קידוש החודש כשרה בקרובים, that in order to sanctify the month, it can only be done in a kosher way. וחד אמר, another opinion said, לכם means that you are important. לכם is for you, חשובים, כמותכם. That only a person that is חשוב, an important person, is able to come and sanctify the month. ולפי דברנו, מר אמר, and according to what we're saying, one opinion says, אמר חדה, one opinion says, ולא פליגי. There's no argument here. There's no contradiction. דהיינו לעורר רחמים צריך חשובים כמותכם, צדיקים. In order to arouse רחמים, the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can only do it with people like you. חשובים, important. I mean, he says we have two opinions. One saying lachem is because like you, important. And another one is to, in order to one says that is chashuvim, and the other one says ksherah, ksherim, righteous. He says there's no argument here. Of course you need righteous people to be able to arouse the mercy of Hashem. V'chad amar, another opinion says, remesh tzich achdut v'ava v'krivut. Another opinion says, this is hinting that we need to have achdut, we have to have unity, we have to have love, and we have to have krivut, closeness. וזהו מה השם אלוקיך שואל ממך. This is, there's a verse in the Torah that says, what is Hashem really asking for you? לירא את Hashem, just be, have a little bit of awe, a little bit of respect. פירוש, the meaning, התעוררות הרחמים, awakening the mercy. שגם אלוקיך, even אלוקים, אלוקים is the name that of the vessel of מידת הדין. אלוקיך דהיינו מידת הדין, נעשה מידת הרחמים. We have the ability to take the midah of din, which is gvura, and to transform it into midah of rachamim, which is tiferet. דהיינו שם הוויה ברוך הוא שהוא רחמים. The name יודקי ואבקי is also referring to mercy for רחמים. והוא על ידי שם מה. Again, referring again to the name, to the combination of Shema, 45. מה הדבר הזה? שואל מימך. What is that thing that Hashem is asking from you? שאתה תפעל כל זאת. That you should do it. We are the ones that can arouse the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How? Exactly what he said. What did he say? Three things. Achdut, unity, love, ahava, which the ahava should be unconditional, ukrevut, and closeness. That's what it is. And that's how we arouse the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Chadashim Rishonu Lachem. This is going to be not only the first month, it's going to be that you sanctify the month. This is going to be the first month for you. Lechodshei Hashana. Meaning this is Nisan referring to the first month of the year. Perush. Zehu tifalu al yedei ma'asechem. Lechadesh tikunam b'olam ha'tikun. This is where I'm going to give you the power. You're going to have the ability to renew, so to say, lechadesh, to fix everything. What exactly are you going to fix? Tifalu al yedei ma'asechem. By your actions, לחדש תיקונים בעולם התיקון. To be able to bring a תיקון, a rectification, a correction in the world of תיקון, and בעולמות העליונים. And all the rest of the worlds that are above, that they are called ראש. הם נקראים ראש, the head. זה יפעל לכם רחמים. Once you do all this, and you're able to do a תיקון, this will arouse the level of רחמים, will awaken the midah of רחמים, בזה העולם, in this world, שהוא נקרא שנה. This world is called שנה, כדאית בספר יצירה, as it says in the book of formation, there are three levels, and this specific world is called שנה. עולם זמן, עולם שנה וזמן. This world is called שנה. So we learn here a very basic things that we need to understand, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is it, he's saying this is the most important mitzvah, not only because he gives us the control over time, like I said before. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the secret by saying, listen, I created the world, the first world with the midah of din, didn't work out. I had to create another world to renew it, when to put and to activate here the midah of rachamim, of mercy. That's how it worked. But since then, many other things happened. Unfortunately, we also see how sometimes things are working by midat adin. So I have to understand two things. A, that like I said before, in order to arouse mercy, has to be unity, has to be love, and has to be closeness. Closeness means that I'm making two people close to each other. Either me and somebody, not physically. Two people are fighting between themselves. A third person needs to come and get them together to bring closeness. That is arouses rachamim, and the rachamim will come specifically in the mercy on this world, not in the worlds above. The worlds above will just get a rectification. When I'm refining my actions, subduing my body, refraining my body from all these worldly pleasures, and then refining my actions, my thoughts, my speech, then I'm starting to refine my ruach, my neshama. That's when I'm able to bring a rectification, a tikkun, for the world above, for the olam tikkun. That's what I came here, and that's what I came here for. Then came here to eat ice cream and to watch Facebook. I came here to do a tikkun in the world above. I was hired for that. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked us before the world was created. Nimlach Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tzedikim. He consulted, are you willing to do this? We have a mission here. We took on ourselves an oath. So I have to do that not for the sake of me, for the sake of the worlds, for the sake of Hashem. Needless to say, on that time will be a lot of judgment that being going to be prosecuted, so to say, against us. Then we have to arouse the Midah of Rachamim. So specifically on Rosh Chodesh, this is the time, but like we read now in Tfilat Musaf, Zman Kapara Natati Lachem. This is a time for atonement. So we have to take advantage of not only this Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh exactly says Rosh. Rosh is the head. Everything that's going to be in the month is included in that day. So this is the day where we have to pray with more intention, work on ourselves, do tshuva, take a time, an hour, to do tshuva for my actions, really look and think deep and observe my actions. Where do I need to refine myself? Okay, so I'm wearing a yarmulke already for 20 years, big deal. What else do I need to do? I need to start working on myself, on my midot, refining my actions, that my thoughts are going to be pure, my speech will be pure. Why? Because this is an auspicious time. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave us these times, this Rosh Chodesh, because that is the power, the ability to arouse mercy. So we have once a month, a day, sometimes we're lucky, we have 2 days to celebrate Rosh Chodesh, to arouse the rachamim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu with our prayer, with our tshuva, with our good deeds, with taking good decisions, and taking advantage of the holy day. This is exactly how we read, Zman kapara natati lachem. It's a time for atonement. Some people fast before Rosh Chodesh. It's like a Yom Kippur Katan, it's like a little Yom Kippur. But my actions are righteous. And that's how I'm able to arouse rachamim. And specifically now, right before the coming of Mashiach, we need a lot of rachamim. Because the world is already tilting, we don't know to which side it's tilting. Sometimes here, sometimes here. So we have to rouse a lot of rachamim in Shamayim, and we are the ones that has to do it. So each and every one of us is a valuable player. How they say in the sport world, MVP? That's how they call it, MVP, right? So we are an MVP. Each and every one of us is an MVP. I show up to the Minyan today, then I add to the Kedusha, to the holiness of our nation. Many people wake up in the morning, you saw one guy before, walked in, walked out. Why? I told my wife, text him, tell him to come in the morning to the Minyan. No, he wants, he doesn't want to. If he would just understand what it means for him to show up in the Minyan, what Kedusha, what Tikkun he does for himself to bring to the world, this is what we don't realize. That we don't realize that our actions are huge. I don't have to be the chief rabbi of the world. I have to be an honest individual. And to understand that me waking up in the morning and putting tefillin with all my struggles is doing a rectification in the world. And now I want to lie to get a business deal. I want to cheat in business, whatever it is. I'm about to think something bad about something, whatever it is. I just stop myself. You can't even imagine the weight it does in Shamayim. 100 times you lie today. 1 time stop you from lying with awareness. You can't even imagine how much weight that has. Needless to say, we want to refine ourselves. But we can't, chas v'shalom, overrule the little actions that we do by letting it think that, it's worthless. Well, what really am I contributing to the universe? When you understand how valuable you are in the eyes of Hashem and how valuable your mitzvah is, you can have now a room of 9 tzaddikim each one in the level of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They can't have a minyan. Comes now the most simplest, humble, not learned, whatever it is, Jew, not even observing mitzvot, is in the minyan. Now the nine tzaddikim can pray in a minyan. So maybe I went a little bit exaggerating in the level of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He didn't mean a minyan. 13 years he was praying without a minyan. And also will be a question for not every person can actually join into the minyan. The person is mechalel Shabbat b'farhesia, can't consider him in the minyan. And so my example was a little bit too exaggerating, but the point is that one cannot think of himself or herself that they're nothing, that they're worthless. You are very valuable, and your actions are valuable. You might not learn the entire Shas the whole year, but sitting and learning three prakim chapters of Tehillim in the day, this might be as equal to somebody else learning the entire Gemara, the whole year. So we have to value how important we are, and we have to understand that with my actions, I am able to arouse the rachamim, the mercy of Shamayim. All Hashem wants to see is that I really work on myself. And needless to say, to apply love, unity, and closeness. If we'll be able to apply that, then exactly like we say in the Nosach of the Musaf, we should sacrifice the sacrifice in Bet HaMikdash. Instead of reading from a book, Tfilat Musaf, should offer the Korbanot of Rosh Chodesh. Mezrat Hashem, with our hard work, we should see our fruits of our labor very soon. We can take our own sacrifices to Bet HaMikdash, Mezrat Hashem, very soon. A beautiful, beautiful Chodesh.